From the News Center, a News Focus.
A new report says during the pandemic, more children were able to keep their health insurance in the Commonwealth. The State of Children's Health Report by Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children say the gain was small, but an important reason for it is that states were not allowed to take people off of Medicaid during the pandemic public health emergency. This allowed many children to stay covered. Becky Ludwig with Pennsylvania's Partnerships for Children say the report reflects the most recent figures from the American Community Survey.
So our report compares the 2019 numbers to the 2021 numbers, which are the most current numbers available. And what we found was that the Pennsylvania rate improved slightly. It was at 4.6 and it improved to 4.4% of uninsured children.
That equates to about 126,000 children without health insurance. Ludwig adds Pennsylvania has the eighth highest number of uninsured children in the country. Ludwig says there's a lot of work to be done to keep kids connected to health insurance when the public health emergency officially ends next year, possibly in April. She explains Pennsylvania will have to resume a pre-pandemic operation and go through a redetermination process to find out who's still eligible for Medicaid.
There are hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania children who would be at risk of losing coverage when that unwinding occurs. And so what we are pointing out is that that could impact one out of four Pennsylvania children enrolled in Medicaid.
She stresses the importance of families remaining covered so kids will have access to regular doctor's visits and routine development checks. She says families can enroll in Medicaid and CHIP year-round as there's no cutoff period. She also recommends parents visit the state's health care marketplace website, penny.com, to check their eligibility for coverage as the sign-up deadline is in January. I'm Danielle Smith.